Joining me is Ravi Tripathi, Sunil's older brother, part of a family that has virtually picked up roots from its Pennsylvania home and reestablished themselves in Providence since the search for the 22-year-old Brown student started in mid-March. Ravi, what was your first inkling last week that Sunil's name had been tied to the Boston Marathon bombings?
My first thought was just one of disbelief. You know, I had seen the pictures just as I'm sure many other people had, and at no point in my head did it even occur to me that Sunil's images might be associated with them.
Where did you see it first?
The first I heard of it was actually a post that was made to our Facebook page that we've been using to coordinate our search efforts. And then we started seeing more and more posts on our Facebook page, and soon after that realized that his name was being linked on Twitter and other social media.
How would you characterize your parents' reaction to this?
They were very upset, as well as we all were. We couldn't believe how quickly so many people could, without any information, just, you know, link Sunil's name to these acts.
Did it ever once cross your mind that he could be linked to this?
Not at all. I saw the pictures, and to me, they were clear enough to show right away that it wasn't him.
And I assume what you know about his character, you knew he couldn't be responsible.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the other piece, is that, you know, it is not in his nature at all to be. I mean, he's a very personal person, has never had any violent history or any problems with violence or even any desire to hurt others.
Did you receive any threats?
The posts and tweets that we saw did range from, you know, just sentiments of, you know, likeness between the pictures to some messages that were pretty cruel in nature. You know, I never felt at any point personally afraid. We also were in close communication with law enforcement throughout the night, which helped. But yes, there definitely were messages of hate.
This surge of interest in Sunil happened Thursday night after they released the photos, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
At one point, the media staked out your family's home in Pennsylvania, I understand. What was that like?
You know, we actually didn't find out about that until the next morning when we spoke with one of our neighbors who's kind of been looking over our house a little bit. And, you know, hearing that and knowing that there were reporters on our front lawn was frightening. We grew up in a very quiet street, knew all our neighbors, and, to have something that public is very, I don't even necessarily have the words. It's just, it kind of strikes at the heart of safety and of security that I've always felt.
What did you do about this campaign of misinformation?
Law enforcement expressed to us overnight that they had no indication that it was Sunil either, and that what we could do was stay strong, try to ignore everything that was happening, and it was all of our hope that the investigation in Boston would happen quickly enough that Sunil's name would be cleared very shortly. And then we woke up Friday morning, and we were very fortunate to see that the suspects had been named, and we decided to use all of the energy that had been created overnight that had been very negative and try to make it positive and have people join in our search through writing messages on their hand, just small messages of support, posting them to our Facebook page, letting us link them, tag them to link us all together so that the message of Sunil gets out as far and wide because we are still searching for him.
A moderator with the social media site Reddit has issued an apology, which says in part, "I'd like to extend the deepest apologies to the family of Sunil Tripathi for any part we may have had in relaying what has turned out to be faulty information. We cannot begin to know what you're going through, and for that we are truly sorry," end quote. Is that enough? Has anyone from the company, Reddit or Twitter, called you personally to apologize?
Reddit, that same moderator, has reached out to us personally, and he has opened up the conversation, which we have appreciated, the greater conversation, which is how quickly and how destructive anonymous social media can become. And I know that he has expressed to us that it has stirred many conversations in his company and in his home and around his dinner table. And that we appreciate because, you know, the one thing we hope that everybody learns from this is, you know, even if it's someone sitting at home on a computer writing something, it has real effects, and we felt the impact Thursday night. And so we appreciate Reddit's taking a strong stand to approach us and open that conversation. And we've had a very productive back and forth where we are encouraging them to continue to do what they do because it is such a great forum for so many people, but try to ensure that it stays positive and it's not destructive in any way. Aside from Reddit, we haven't received many apologies from organizations. Most of the sentiments we've received are from individuals who've expressed to us that they passed it along on Thursday night and now are very sorry that they were a part.
Which mainstream news organizations went with this story? I should say we at Rhode Island Public Radio avoided it.
We have been aware of one TV station in Connecticut that ran his name, as well as some media abroad in India, Australia, and the UK. So it did get into mainstream media. Fortunately, not as much, and fortunately not from anybody in Providence or NPR. But it's been a long, long struggle to try to come to an understanding of what this all means and what the long-term impacts are.
Tell me about the continuing search for Sunil. And before you do that, to refresh the memories of our listeners, Sunil Tripathi vanished March 16th from his Providence apartment without his wallet or his cell phone.
That's correct. He spent Friday, as he spent any other day, he hung out with some friends at school, spoke with my grandmother on the telephone, sent text messages back and forth with my aunt and my mother, and then was last seen on surveillance footage on Brown University campus at 1:30 in the morning. He did leave his cell phone and his wallet in his apartment. And since 1:30, when the last images of him were seen, he has been gone without a trace.
He left a note. Can you tell me what it said?
The contents of the note are pretty personal for my family. Law enforcement did take a look at it, both Providence Police and the FBI. In terms of their investigation, they informed us that it raises more questions than answers. And I think for all of us, it does as well.
Providence police have told me that some members of your family believe it's possible that Sunil committed suicide. Do you share that belief?
That is definitely a possibility. And it is one of several possibilities. And at this point, 37 days into this search, we've looked at any and every possibility that comes to our minds. So it is a concern. You know, it's something that keeps us awake at night. So, yes, I mean, you know, suicide is one of many possibilities, and we just don't know at this point.
Okay, Robbie. Well, I think I can safely say that the thoughts and the prayers of the entire Rhode Island Public Radio family are with you and your family as you continue to look for Sunil.
Thank you very much for all of your attention.